100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. So we've got one of our favorite people on the phone right now. I think it's safe to say we love her.
Definitely safe to say that.
Tenille Arts, how's it going, girl?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing so good, except that I think if we would have known that the last girls' night out that you were at would have been our last girls' night out, I think we would have stayed a little bit longer.
And had a bigger hurrah.
Oh, I totally agree. And now the next one just has to be, like, way bigger and, like, going to have to really do it.
Absolutely.
We keep saying we're going to have to bring you back and just, like, do a giant redo.
Yeah.
And just make it bigger.
I would love that. I would be here for it.
Absolutely. Well, what have you been up to during quarantine? We've kind of been asking everybody this, but 2020, man, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely a different animal.
It's been, yeah, definitely super weird just not being out on the road. You know, that was kind of my life for the last 3 years. So to suddenly be doing nothing was very strange, but I can't really sit still. So I found lots of different things to do. Like, you know, I've been learning how to cook. I used to not even, my oven didn't work for like 6 months and I didn't even know. So I've been learning to cook. I have bedazzled a couple of guitars. I have written probably more songs in the last few months than I have in the last 3 years. So, I mean, there's been a lot of good things happening as well.
I love it.
I know, all the new music. That's what I said. The only good thing that's going to really come out of 2020 is all the great music that artists have been just kind of cooped up and writing. So that's at least a good thing that might come out of it.
I agree, because there's also, like, we found a really unique way to record the music. I've actually been listening to them record songs over Zoom through, like, another link that has the music in real time. It's
what?
Just crazy, but it's been, yeah, it's been working for us.
That's
awesome.
Wild. My brain, I can't even, like, begin to think about, like, how that process works.
Yeah,
it's wild. I've just been blown away. Yeah.
I would be like, tell me which button to press, and
I would have no idea.
I would be so lost.
Sometimes I can't even get my computer to turn on. So these producers are doing well.
We feel you on that.
Absolutely.
So somebody like that is climbing the charts. How excited are you about that?
So crazy. I am so excited. Like, I never thought I would be one of those, like, artists that's, like, constantly checking the charts, but I'm telling you, like, if we get into the teens here soon, I'm just gonna lose it. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just so excited and so thankful that people are loving this song, like, and thank you for playing it. Like, this is so crazy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
For sure. All right, so I have a personal question for you.
All right.
It's not that,
like,
deep, I promise.
No.
I promise. So I saw for Halloween you were Wendy Peppercorn off of Sandlot.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. What gave you that idea to do that costume? Is that one of your favorite movies, or did y'all just happen to watch it one night, or how did you come about with that?
So I think my boyfriend had the original, like, idea for it. He was him and a bunch of friends were, like, all of the kids from Sandlot a few years ago.
Oh,
and
fun.
I think he strategically did this, though, because he literally dresses that way every day. So he straight up, like, didn't have to have a costume. He got, like, some fake glasses, and that was it. But
lame.
Yeah, right. We were just like, it'd be super fun to be, like, a couple costume that's not, like, you know, an overdone one. So
no,
yeah,
that was a
that
great
one.
Idea. I loved it. It's so cute.
Thank you.
So have you been keeping up with The Bachelorette? We know you're a Bachelor fan, so.
So I'm a huge Bachelor fan, but I have not seen this season.
Girl, you're not missing much.
Well, I've had people say, like, you could probably just start now, and, like, this is kind of really what The Bachelorette was, like, supposed to be. But, like, I just find it so crazy that they, like, don't you think that they would be on some type of, like, contract of some
yes.
sort that they have to, like, finish out the show? Like, yes. I just couldn't believe that.
That's what me and Brittany were talking about. Like, there's been some speculation that the producers wanted Claire to leave as well, and there was just a bunch of, like, drama, which wouldn't really surprise me. But, yeah, don't know how that all happen.
It has to be on some kind of side of the Bachelorette in order for them to just allow her to leave like that.
Yeah.
And not be a big hoorah about it. Like, there has to be something on their side. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm like, I wonder if, I mean, all of those relationships are like, are they going to actually last or not?
Right.
Like, I will be very shocked if they last the whole time.
Yeah.
I will too. I mean, they're posting all over social media like, we're so happy. And I'm like, y'all are a bunch
they
of.
They all aren't.
Yeah, I don't know what's real and what's not anymore.
I know, seriously. But like you just said, if you were to start tonight, like, you're not missing anything. Because Tayshia's coming tonight, and it's just all going to be, like, a brand new season. So
yeah, they're starting over. So, yeah, I'm going to try to watch.
Girl, definitely.
I'm just so excited about this song and just so thankful that people are responding to it. I'm giving away a guitar that I bedazzled on my social media.
Ooh!
If people want to enter, they can still enter.
Can we win?
Right.
Yeah.
So what do they have to do in order to win this bedazzled guitar?
There's just like a link in my bio of Instagram and TikTok, and they just click in there and give us a little bit of information, and then we're going to pick a winner. I think it started a little while ago. It's going for a whole month.
Awesome. Yeah. So if you want to win a beautifully bedazzled guitar from Tenille Arts, make sure you go check that out. We love you so much. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us for a little bit.
Thank you. So nice to chat with you guys. And I hope we can do this in person again really, really soon.
Yes, Girls Night Out, do over.
Yes.
Yes.
100.7 The Tiger.